You get dickheads in any society.
I never said that I thought it would be bad.
Are you high now?
Yeah.
Today on Hack, the founder of Bad Girls Advice speaks out.
Everything that has been portrayed so far has been wildly blown out of proportion.
Bad Girls Advice is one of the biggest private female Facebook groups in Australia. 200,000 women are part of this group, and users speak very freely.
Looks like he's been hit with the ugly stick.
Some girls say it's got them through tough times.
They know what you're going through.
But others say the members are bullies who condone domestic violence against men.
Literally hit him with my car.
So, what's the truth? Does Bad Girls Advice do more harm than good? Have your say on 1300 055 36 or text in 0439 757 555.
Hack.
I made a post in the group. Basically, you know, I made a million friends in a second.
I find the whole group is just so cult-like now.
Triple J.
The founder and leader of Bad Girls Advice is known to the group as Queen Amy. She's 26 and founded the group just over a year ago. And normally the group has strict rules about speaking to the media, but Amy's decided it's time to go public and defend her group. We spoke yesterday. Amy, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
This is the first time you've ever done an interview with the mainstream media. What's made you want to go public now?
The reason why we haven't spoken out to begin with was because when BGA was created, it was created out of a need that women had. It was created to be a support network, a really fun place to be a part of when you're not really the same as a lot of people that you might know. We always knew there'd be dramas. We always knew that there would be things that, you know, didn't sit quite well with others because it is a controversial page. That's why it's called Bad Girls Advice for a reason. But at this stage, I think the only people that have come forward to run with it have had negative things to say, and everything that has been portrayed so far has been wildly blown out of proportion. And a lot of people had sort of said to us, you know, you need to tell the truth, you need to come forward and let these people know from your mouth what happened, how you dealt with it and all that sort of thing. So I think that at this point, yeah, we're sick of all this negative because there is so much good in the page.
Okay, well, we'll get deeper into those, I guess you would call them scandals around the page, and we'll deal with them directly. But first, tell us how it started.
So I realised with a couple of friends of mine, we spoke about how we were a little bit different to the people that we knew. You know, we were a lot more open about our sexuality. We were a lot more open about the things that we did. Our humour was a lot darker than others, inappropriate jokes, that sort of thing. We found funny that not many other people did. We realised there wasn't a place that people like us could go and meet other people that were like us, that we could just fully and totally be ourselves around. You know, I just thought, yeah, well, I'll just sort of make a little group and we can get, you know, put our friends in and we can all just have a laugh together, share some jokes, tell our stories, you know, even share the pictures of ourselves that we can't share anywhere else. And that's how it began. And we sort of thought maybe there might be a couple of thousand people. We had no idea it would turn into this, you know, massive monster that it has become, you know.
It's huge. It only started in the middle of last year and you're at 200,000 members. How did it get so big?
I think the reason why we started it is the reason why it got so big. There's a lot of people out there who are like us that had nowhere to go. So as soon as they got, you know, a whiff of that there was somewhere that they could be themselves, there literally is nowhere else. There really isn't, because every female page, every mother's group, every page on Facebook is full of bitchiness, nastiness, judgment. I wanted to create a place where that wasn't allowed, where you weren't allowed to judge the person for what they posted. If you didn't like it, you had to scroll on. You had to ignore it. Otherwise, you were removed from the group. And we are so cutthroat with that. We've actually blocked 30,000 people from the page and denied probably another 40,000. So we don't just let anybody in. The one thing that I need everybody to understand is it is okay to be offended. It's okay to not like what you see. It's okay if it's not for you. That's perfectly fine. We're not saying that you can be in this page and not be offended. Like, there's things that I've seen that I've gone, wow, that's a bit hectic, but you just have to move on and ignore it. You're allowed to have your opinion, but you're not entitled to put in your opposing opinion on somebody else's post. You need to keep that to yourself. Otherwise, you need to go elsewhere.
It's a very interesting philosophy, and we're going to pick up on that in a little later in the interview. You are listening to Queen Amy, who runs the biggest private female Facebook group in Australia that we know of. It's called Bad Girls Advice. And as you're hearing, they say it's a supportive space for women to be themselves and say whatever they want, even if it might be offensive to some people, even some of the members. Now, the site started a year ago and it grew to 200,000 people. And as it got bigger, it started to come under fire for bullying, for sending nudes to the rival group Blokes Advice. And there's been a number of other controversies as well. We're going to address them directly with Queen Amy in just a moment. First, let's meet some of the users who enjoy using the site. They've spoken to our reporter, James Batil, and a warning, this story talks about suicide.
It was a terrible time and no one in my life understood why I felt the way that I did, because from the outside looking in, my life should be perfect. You're getting married. Everything should be fine. Like, you've got a great job. Nobody understood why on the inside I was crumbling.
Sandra is 24 from Brisbane.
And I have been a member of BGA basically from the start.
When was the start?
I think it was June of last year. It's just turned one. When I first joined, I really was kind of a bit lost. I have struggled with mental health problems for a majority of my adult life. I thought there was no other way out, so I tried to take my own life. I made a post in the group about, you know, mental health and where I was at and how I was feeling. Basically, you know, I made a million friends in a second. Without that, I really can say that I wouldn't be here today. The good needs to be spoken about as well. Like, it's 90-10. 10% gets talked about because that's what gets used, that's what gets hits, that's what gets people to listen. But the good outweighs the bad.
I didn't know what to do. I saw him going downhill and it was like a train wreck and I couldn't stop it.
Emily doesn't know Sandra. She also texted us about the good side of BGA.
My boyfriend was going through a really tough time where he was really stressed with work, and he's always had some issues with mental illness, and it just got really, really bad to the point where he was suicidal and I didn't know what to do. I was so desperate. I just saw Bad Girls Advice and I was like, hey, I'm going to do an anonymous post, why not? And all the comments I got, every single one of them were supportive and giving me good advice. Even a bunch of girls also tried to start up a GoFundMe page to sort of take off a little bit of the financial stress, you know.
There were other stories like this.
One of the girls even talked me down from attempting to kill myself.
A few months ago, 22-year-old Brittany commented on self-harming on the group. It raised a red flag for one of the members who messaged her.
Came to my house and sat with me for about 2 hours.
Did you know the girl who came and helped you?
No. She asked me for my address and I gave her my address and she came and knocked on my door.
Gabby, 27, from Queensland, says strangers in the group sent her care packages.
I think it was a $50 voucher and I got, you know, shampoos and chocolate within minutes. I had hundreds of messages.
I've heard other stories like this, and after a while you pick up the common themes. The group is a place of salvation, a place of true friendship in a cruel world.
They came forward and were my friends more than what my real-life friends were at that time.
It needs to be there for girls like me who are lost.
Most of the members of BGA are young people like Sandra, and in 2016, suicide rates for 15 to 24-year-olds reached their highest rate in 10 years. Suicide is more common among males than females, but the rate is rising faster among women.
My counsellor does identify that Bad Girls Advice is a good outlet for me, and even my friends say, like, it's amazing that you found these people.
Because it's people who actually understand what you're going through.
That's Brittany again.
It's much easier to talk to someone that can actually relate from a personal view than to talk to a stranger that gets paid to pretend that they care.
These are only a few stories from a group of 200,000 members, and it's hard to know how common they are. But what does seem pretty clear is that since BGA started about a year ago, many girls have come to rely on it for emotional support. BGA members say the group is too big and too essential to be shut down.
Now that we've all found each other, you can't take it away. We need each other. Everybody needs each other.
Hack on Triple J.
That's Sandra, a Bad Girls Advice member who says it's really helped her with her mental health struggles. And as you heard, Sandra's making the case that Bad Girls Advice does way more good than it does bad. And on Hack today, we're finding out whether or not that's true. On the text line, nothing but love for BGA. This is an incredibly empowering group. Someone else says, my girlfriend shows me pictures from the posts all the time and there's nothing positive about the group at all. Someone else says, BJ is amazing. It's made my husband and my sex life better. Anything negative, I just scroll on. I'd love to hear your reaction to our interview on Bad Girls Advice. Send us a text 0439 757 555 or give us a call 1300 055 36. The leader of the 200,000 person strong Facebook group is speaking out today on Hack. Her name is Amy, or Queen Amy. Now, Amy, does it make you proud to hear your members talk about the way the group helps them with their mental health struggles?
It does give me a sense of pride, and there is a lot of people that are like her, you know, that she's not alone in this. There are thousands and thousands of girls on this page. As BGA grew, it became more of a supportive network and not just a page for entertainment. So we have grown with the group.
Amy, the girls refer to you as Queen Amy. Where did the name come from?
This Queen Amy thing, you know, it's extremely flattering. It's really lovely. I'm not sure where it came from. I think people just sort of look to me as a leader and, you know, and that's both a blessing and a burden, because you see something that somebody's doing wrong, you might see a little bit of bully on the page, and I know I have to deal with that. But I have to deal with it outside of what everybody sees, because I'm not here to embarrass anybody on the page. I'm here to make the page run smoothly.
But the impact could be really serious, couldn't it? I mean, we talked about people that are helped in a positive way through community with their own mental health struggles, but an argument or some online bullying in this group could also be really triggering.
Yeah, of course. And that's one of the main reasons people come to this page, is to be able to post how they feel and be who they want to be without that judgment. Like I said, 200,000 girls strong, it's very hard to control somebody not saying a nasty thing. As the group is huge, we get thousands of posts every single day, even more comments. So we've got to somehow monitor and patrol all of that going on at once. So sometimes we do miss things. I think anybody should, you know, understand that. It is hard to, you can't possibly read everything on there.
How do you organise the page, and do you make any money from the page?
At this point, I haven't made much money. We do sell merchandise. You know, we are hoping to make it into, you know, a little bit more of a revenue thing, because then we can look at things like getting an app for the group and holding events for the group and that sort of thing.
Right. Yeah. And would you also hire administrators potentially to deal with a lot of these problems you're talking about?
I love my admin girls, and I think they do a really good job.
How many are there?
At the moment, we have the three main admin. So myself and the two other girls, they were there in the first week that it began. And I think we have about 10 moderators at the moment. So we had to increase that. I needed some more people to help me patrol the page. It was getting a bit out of control, you know, but in thoughts of, you know, doing an app and that sort of thing, we will have to hire people to help us with that. But that's, you know, in the future, and that's providing that everything's, you know, rolls smoothly from here on out.
You're listening to Queen Amy, the founder of Bad Girls Advice. Anissa, you're from Brisbane. You're part of BGA. What's your experience?
I've had nothing but a good experience on BGA, honestly. I love the page.
So you haven't had any experience of bullying, for example?
Not really. I've had people say nasty things to me, but nothing more than they would on normal Facebook. If I posted anywhere else, there's people which are going to be mean. You can't avoid that.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Charlie from Brisbane, what's your experience?
Hi. Personally, I've also never had anything directly bad happen to me, but I've definitely seen a lot of really disgusting behaviour from women towards other women. And the page originally was great. I loved it. It went great. And it slowly has kind of depleted and sort of just turned out to be this really, it's like an abuse of power almost, because there's these women that are trying to, you know, share their experiences, meet other women, but then there's just this constant level of bullying and speaking down to other women. And I think it's really, I'm trying to use that word, I've been discussing it, I really don't like it anymore.
Right,
and
okay.
I think it's also a reflection, because if you're a part of something that looks at other people and you find humour in it, there's someone suffering at the other end. So I think it's kind of just gone to a point
is
where...
Is that what the bulk of it's about, though? Because we just heard a lot of stories of people supporting each other.
Yeah, of course, there's definitely always going to be a level of people supporting each other. But, again, I just don't think the positives outweigh the negatives for the sake. I do think it's a great idea. I honestly think it's really healthy for women to open up to other women and discuss it. But why do we need a Facebook page for that? Shouldn't we be comfortable talking to our friends regardless?
Well, ideally you would be, but life isn't perfect, I guess. Thanks so much for speaking to us, Charlie.
No worries, thank you.
All right, let's get back into it. We are talking about Bad Girls Advice on Triple J's Hack program. It's the biggest private female Facebook group that we know of in Australia, and it's come under some pretty serious criticism. Last month, Facebook actually pulled it down over a post that appeared to support bestiality. Here's James Patil looking at some of the key controversies that have plagued Bad Girls Advice, and again, a warning, there's some graphic content in this story.
I'm in a mad-ass rage with my partner. Just want to punch him in the cock and stab him in the leg with a fork. Bad bitches, I want to know what is the craziest thing you've done in a fit of rage.
BGA hit mainstream media early this year with reports of women on the group listing acts of domestic violence against men.
Threw a chair at him through a glass door. Door smashed and cut him the f*** up.
Respect.
Literally hit him with my car.
Threw a laptop at his head.
I'm legit laughing. You bitches are off tap. I love this page.
There were dozens and dozens of comments like this. And the group that spilled the beans on BGA was a domestic violence victim support group, Red Heart. Here's what its founder, Sherelle Moody, told us last month when we spoke to her.
The Red Heart Campaign Facebook page within an hour was inundated by hundreds of young women who were extremely abusive. To be a survivor of violence and to have other people coming out of the blue and threatening you is really very terrifying. They actually fear that that person who's contacting them is connected somehow to the abuser.
Pretty terrible, but when I think one of the admins or moderators, they wanted to pretend that they were a domestic violence victim seeking help.
That's Janaya, a former BGA moderator.
They wanted to try and get their payback sort of thing.
And you were watching all this happen in the chat group?
Yep.
So a chat group of BGA admins and moderators plotted to infiltrate another group set up to help victims of domestic violence in order to troll the founder. Then in May, Hack revealed that BGA had entered into a secret deal with Blokes Advice, a Facebook group of 400,000 members. Blokes Advice is all men, and some of the members had been sneaking onto BGA and screenshotting the nudes there and then posting them on the men's page. And so the girls in these photos were being harassed online by hundreds of men. So BA admins came up with a plan. They agreed to share nude photos of their own members with Blokes Advice, but they would scrub out the names. And so the girls would be anonymous. Here's Sherelle.
It so stuns me. A group of women think it's okay to take photos and give them to a group of men who have been bullying the people in those photos. It just, you know, it doesn't make any kind of sense.
Despite complaints, BGA was not shut down. And then last month, a member posted photos of a woman holding up posters describing the act of bestiality with a dog. Debate erupted in the comments. Some members said attacking the woman's dog fetish was kink shaming. Facebook shut down the group, and BGA, with its 200,000 members, just vanished. But days later, Facebook changed its mind. Describing the act of bestiality in a private Facebook group hadn't violated community guidelines. The group held on to life, bigger than ever, and harder to control. Here's Janaya, the former moderator.
I think just as they got more members, you know, they let more things slide. It was harder to keep control of the group. You know, when you are, like, up the top, at the head of all these people, like, in charge of a group of a lot of people, it kind of gets to their head that they're the right hand of Queen Amy, and it doesn't help that they call the Queen Amy, you know. They make little photos of themselves, copied and pasted. They put themselves up on the pedestal. Makes them feel really good about being in charge of the group. Like, it was very cult-like, as people like to say.
Triple J.
Janaya, a former Bad Girls Advice moderator, speaking to James Patil on the text line. I originally loved the sexual openness of BGA, but after seeing multiple posts dissing men and making fun of their nudes, I made a post about how they would be criminal in a men's group and I got kicked out instantly. Someone else says, I'm a BGA member. BGA is great for our relationships and self-esteem by being positive and open about our sexualities. All right, well, let's put some of those criticisms we just heard about directly to Queen Amy, the founder of Bad Girls Advice. Amy, as we just heard, a number of your users seem to be condoning domestic violence towards men. A girl wrote about hitting her boyfriend with a car, throwing a laptop at him, throwing a chair at a guy through a glass door, stabbing a guy with a fork. And in the comments, people were laughing at these stories. How do you feel about those threads?
Yeah, so that thread I didn't actually see personally myself until the other admin girls had brought it to my attention. It was on Anzac Day. I would have removed them as soon as I'd seen them myself, but the admin girls had already got to it before me. We are quite the opposite. We're very much against any sort of violence and any sort of, you know, domestic violent acts against men, women or children. So it was a minority post. It was one of a kind. Haven't seen one since, didn't see one before.
Right, so there's not a widespread attitude of acceptance of domestic violence towards men in the group?
Really not. I cannot stress that enough. There, you know, I think every BGA girl that's listening right now would cheer when I say we love men. That's the whole point of the group, you know, and women too. Obviously, we're not all straight in there or, you know, lots of different sexual orientations are within BGA, but by no stretch of the mind are we against men or hate men or want any man to be in this situation.
Okay, some of the posts around domestic violence have got members of your group into a spat with a domestic violence support group called Red Heart. And in January, some Bad Girls Advice members got onto the Red Heart page and left some aggressive comments. And we've also seen private messages between BGA admins where they seem to be plotting to use a fake account pretending to be a domestic violence survivor to get at the Red Heart admin. Why would members of your group or admins want to do any harm to a page aimed at supporting victims of domestic violence?
Right. First of all, I don't know about the admin chat that you're talking about. I don't think that that was, I would probably want to check into whether that's actually our admin chat or whether it has been another one. Second of all, we had nothing against Red Heart at all. They made an enemy of us. They took some dark humor memes, not at all saying they were appropriate, but dark humor is allowed to be dark. There were some drawings that, you know, were depicting some children and, you know, they were hectic and, you know, I wouldn't have liked them myself. A lot of girls didn't like them. That's why they were removed. But this Red Heart company, we'd never heard of them before. And all of a sudden we were plastered all over their wall and they were saying, you know, all these bad things about us. And we just didn't understand. We didn't understand where this had come from because we support what they do. So when the girls from the page realized what they were doing on there, without any sort of kill switch from us, they were offended.
Okay, it does seem to be a bit of a, you know, tit-for-tat kind of argument here where one side's saying the other side offended them. But I still don't understand whether that justifies, you know, leaving aggressive comments on the page of a domestic violence support group.
That's because people have attacked these people because they've attacked first. Now, I'm not saying that two wrongs make a right. I'm not saying that that's something that we want the girls to do, but when you are a part of such an awesome support network and somebody comes and says that it's something other than what it is, people are going to want to jump on it. You know, maybe they did that in the wrong way out of anger. And like I said, we don't condone that. We didn't ask them to do that. We did put the message out saying, if you keep doing this, you will be removed from the group. And it stopped.
Okay, one of the other controversies is the sharing of nude pictures of your members with the Blokes Advice group, and their group has 400,000 members. Why did you decide to do that?
Okay, so first of all, we think that Blokes Advice do amazing work for men in Australia. Just like us, they have a minority of men that ruin it for the rest of them. What happened was basically the biggest problem on Blokes Advice was basically that men in the group were sneaking into pages, not just ours. There was lots of pages like this. And they were taking pictures that women were posting in this supposed safe network. And they were stealing them, posting them onto the Blokes Advice page. And then not only would they post it with their names and faces, but then they'd also delve into their workplaces, their family, post profiles, their contact information. These girls were receiving nasty messages, offensive messages, unsolicited pictures of their genitals. And, you know, just real sleazy stuff. So we realized that we needed to make some sort of partnership with Blokes Advice to try and prevent this happening. We had a chat with the admin and we just said, you know, if we get you some examples of what you can post, can you make sure that the rest of them look like this? And they said, yep, no worries. Send us some pictures, cut out what you need, cut it out. And we'll make sure that that's how it, you know, rolls on from then on. So basically, you know, we jumped onto a post where women had already started posting their pictures, inboxed quite a few girls and just said, hey, you know, it's cool to say no, but we need some examples of what can and can't be posted on Blokes Advice. Would you be happy to let us use your pictures? And those girls, it was just of their butts. So they didn't care. They were like, yep, as long as they can't tell who I am, I don't mind. And from then on, it was clear how it needed to run, and it worked. They stopped posting pictures that were stolen, stopped posting contact information, and if they did post contact information, as I understand it, the Blokes Advice Administration did remove those members.
We spoke to one girl on the program who said that her image was sent without her permission.
Yeah, that girl was a little bit silly because she actually used the same fake name with you guys as she used as for a fake account on Facebook, Tallulah. But when it came into the media, we knew straight away. I said to the girls, there's going to be girls that want to attack us that come forward and say that they were those girls. So
you think she was lying?
Absolutely.
You're saying there's no way you sent any nude pictures to Blokes Advice without the permission of the girls in the pictures?
Right hand to God. There was absolutely none of that.
Are you listening to Queen Amy? We're talking about Bad Girls Advice. There was a particularly interesting moment for the site. Last month, it was taken down by Facebook after a member made a post about a girl having sex with her dog. And some members in the comments defended bestiality as a kink. What's your reaction to that post?
BGA was not shut down for the bestiality incident at all. We spoke to Facebook and we were not removed for that post. In fact, there was nothing wrong technically with that post. With Facebook community guidelines, because this post was not of a sexual nature. It was honestly just a woman holding up a sign. So the image was not sexual in nature. The words on it may have been, but that doesn't go against Facebook's community standards. We weren't reinstated because we did anything. We were reinstated because they went back through the page, realised that was nothing wrong with it, removed the posts that may have not gone on community guidelines, and gave us back our page. To me, that just shows that there's a lot of people that want to get it shut down because of this negative image, for whatever their personal reasons may be, just to discredit the group, just because they don't like me personally, because they don't like the admin, because they don't like how confident the girls are, whatever. But this group is a really, really important place for women, and we ain't leafing.
Amy, great to speak to you. Thank you so much again.
No worries.
Hack
on Triple J.
That's Amy, the founder of Bad Girls Advice, a site with 200,000 members. It's a private group on Facebook. Jay says, BJ's amazing. This group has definitely helped me a lot. Admin's amazing. Rude comments are posted, dealt with as quickly as possible. Someone else says, there's absolutely a running theme of domestic violence in this group. Sarah, you were concerned about the way they were sharing pictures of men's penises.
Yeah, I witnessed on the group that they were sharing naked images of men and their penises, and I just found that I was so angry that Blokes Advice was doing that to women. I just thought that it was never okay. So, yeah, when I seen that they were sharing the images and mocking men and, you know, laughing at their penises and the different shapes and sizes, I, immediately left the group because I just thought that it's not okay to do it to women, so it shouldn't be okay to do it to men on a public platform exactly like Blokes Advice was doing to women.
Yeah, fair call. Thanks for joining us there, Amy. Dr. Emma Jane is an author and an academic from the Uni of New South Wales, and she's looked at online groups and cyberbullying in great detail. Emma, thanks so much for joining us. Do you think it's more good or more bad with a group like Bad Girls Advice?
I think it's really hard to make a call in one camp or the other. Like, there's heaps about this group that I think sounds absolutely fantastic. I love that there is a space for women to not only get the kind of mental health support that some of the interviewees have talked about, but that there's a place for women to be really wild and fierce about sex, and to speak really openly. And quite frankly, the bestiality post was a sort of a discussion about the ethics of bestiality, which is something that goes on in academic contexts as well. So I like the fact that there is a sort of wild space for young women to talk about these things. I do worry about issues like non-consensual sharing of pictures of men. I worry about that lynch mob mentality when, mobs of women potentially, hone in on one sort of scapegoat.
Well, that's an interesting point. You often got a group of women who really love this site for the positives of it, but then in defending it, they'll then attack other women and do harm to them. It seems like almost a contradiction.
Yeah, it is, and it happens a lot. When you get a group that wants to sort of strongly define its borders, you find that the people outside the group are attacked if they don't follow the rules, and people inside the group who dissent can often get viciously attacked. impact. So I don't think it's, you know, fair to say that just because, you know, some women or a lot of women find this group supportive, it's necessarily going to be supportive to all members in it or indeed people outside it who might want to critique it.
And we're about to hit the news, but any quick advice for someone who's navigating this space on how to do it in a way that's healthy for them?
I really agree with the scroll on. I mean, if you don't like something that you see, scroll on. But I'm also in favour of, rather than calling out, calling in on people whose behaviour or posting seems problematic to you.
All right, great to hear your perspective on it, Amy, Emma. Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
That's Dr. Emma Jane from the University of New South Wales, just chiming in on Bad Girls Advice. We've taken an in-depth look today, and you can read more about it on our website. Thank you for all your calls and texts.
Hack on Triple J.